For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. Missouri Governor Mike Parson yesterday announced aid opportunities for mental health and agriculture agencies after many struggled due to the coronavirus pandemic. Some of the funding includes $20 million for 350 Medicaid providers for the Division of Developmental Disabilities. $10 million will be available for community behavioral health providers and $3.2 million for telemedicine for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. In agriculture, $20 million will be awarded to small meat and poultry producers in an effort to increase food supply resilience. This revenue comes from federal coronavirus relief funds and will be awarded through grants for those who apply. Missouri reported another record-breaking single-day increase in new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. This is the fifth time in 8 days the state has done so. Three local businesses have been issued notices of violation for allegedly violating the county's social distancing ordinance. Willie's Pub and Pool, the Country Club of Missouri, and Truman's Bar and Grill have each been issued notices of violations. MU is exploring opening a walk-up COVID-19 testing site and requiring students to self-report if they test positive. The Columbia Missourian reports MU will begin working out the details for the site, which would be on campus or nearby, next week. Students at MU and other Missouri colleges and universities will receive $1,200 less from the annual Bright Flight Scholarship for the 2020 to 2021 academic year. MU Financial Aid notified student recipients yesterday via email that the state program has been reduced from a $3,000 award to $1,800, citing the, quote, current economic conditions of the state. The email stated students will receive a revised financial aid notice in the coming week. The fall semester at MU begins August 24th. For Missouri's prisoners and their loved ones, the state's limited mask requirement for its prison staff has been a source of frustration during the coronavirus pandemic. Missouri is the only state in the region that does not require all prison staff to wear non-medical masks at all times inside prison facilities. Now, with more than 300 total cases of COVID-19 directly linked to the state prison system, many are questioning Missouri's policy more forcefully. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.